In our previous year, we began a discussion about how serious we need to take, how seriously we need to take the concept of sakana. We know Chazal in Masech Techulin Daf Yud Alman Aleph teach us Chamira Sakanta Misura. There are Paiskim that want to differentiate, and this may be an answer to the question that we posed in the previous year, a stira in the Rambam, that in one place it seems that the Rambam holds that being concerned about sakana is an issa d'rabbanan. In another place, it seems that the Rambam's opinion is that a sakana, being concerned for sakana is an issa d'raisa. So there were some paiskim that want to differentiate between what's known as sakana tivis and sakana skulis. Sakana tivis is the case that we're learning in our Gemara, where we need to be concerned that perhaps a snake drank from the uncovered liquid and deposited its venom in that liquid. That's a sakana tivis. Then we have something known as sakana skulis. There are different situations that Chazal discuss in Shas that are not obviously a situation of sakana. Just Chazal identified them as a situation of sakana. But most Paiskim do not agree to this differentiation, and they say that in a situation of sakana, or sakana, anything that is identified as sakana, we treat them all the same way. Where does this shaila come up? So one of the most common places where this shaila comes up is we know that the Gemara says, and the Shulchan Aruch, the Gemara is in Masechet Pesachim Daf Ayin Vav on the Beis, and the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeus Simen Kuf Tez Zayin Sif Beis, paskin that you're not allowed to mix meat and fish. Mixing meat and fish is a sakana. The Gemara says it's kosher tzaras. It can cause a person to have tzaras. So now, what's going to be the halacha if the fish or the meat, either one, a bottle in the other b'shishim? So we know that in all areas of halacha, if it's bottle b'shishim, if milk becomes bottle in meat, or vice versa, or any issa v'heter, if it's bottle b'shishim under normal circumstances, of course there are exceptions, we say that it's bottle. So what's going to be the halacha when you cook, if fish and meat are bottle one in the other b'shishim? So the Daki Meisha, quoted by the Taz, says that b'shishim, it's bottle. The only place that everybody seems to agree that we don't rely on bittul b'shishim is by the venom of a snake, the subject of our sugyas. And that's the opinion of many paiskim, the Taz, the Shach, the Shvus Yaakov, the Chassam Sofer, the Chavos Yor, the Beis Shloima, the Marsham, the Prima Godim, the Chalkus Yaakov. In fact, the Shalos HaTshuvos Eretz Tzvi, Yoredei Simen Lamed Beis, tells us that if a live fish fell in to a fleishige soup, and you're able to take out the fish while it's still alive, then even if the fish is not bottle b'shishim, it's not a problem. Because something living is not Bailea and not Pilot. However, there are Paiskim that are Machmer. The Trumas Hadeshin, the Meches Yaakov, uses the words of our Gemara. Perukala Sakanto. Can you take chances when you're dealing with a situation of Sakana? The Yeshuas Yaakov also seems to be Machmer. The only time he wants to be prepared to be Mekel is if somebody was preparing fish, Lakovit Shabbos, and this is an individual that is makbid, that is careful every week to have fish by Suda Shabbos, and somehow or another, some meat ingredient fell into his fish, and it's batel b'shishim. So since he's preparing this fish, Lakovit Shabbos, and I would imagine, although I don't know for sure, it's referring to a situation where he can't prepare another portion of fish. So he applies over there the concept of Shoyma Mitzvah L'Yeda Davara, that a person who's being careful because it's a mitzvah purpose, he could maybe be more lenient. Another pshat that I saw is, as we said at the beginning of our previous year, this is a pshat that I saw from the Shalos HaTshuvos, Marim Shik, Or Chaim, Simen, Kuf Chof Hei. The Torah, from where do we know that it's so important that a person has to be careful about any issue that involves Sakana? So as we discussed in the previous year, because the Torah says, Ushmarta Ma'oid L'Nafshe Seichen. The Torah uses the word Shimur. Where else do we find that the Torah uses the word shimartem? The other place that we find such a word used, says the Maram Shik, is by the preparation of matzahs. The Torah says, ushmartem es ha-matzahs. So we all know that when it comes to the preparation of matzah, when it comes to chametz and matzah, it's batel, not even b'mashu. There's no concept of shishim when we speak about chametz and matzah. So you see that when the Torah uses the word shmartim, Torah means to do more than is normally required. There are achrayim, however, that I saw, the Netziv, in the Shalos HaTshuvos Meshiv Dover Simen Lamed, says that when the Torah says ushmartim, the Torah means to say, do as much as you can. The Torah doesn't ask of us to do more than is normally required. So here, if you're watching as much, as best as you could, that's considered that you did what you had to do. I did see that there are chroinim that want to differentiate between different types of mixtures. When it was lach balach, when it was liquid, some fish sauce got mixed into some meat gravy. There, when it's lach balach, so we have a total situation of bittul. And since we have a total situation of bittul, there we can rely on shishim. Whereas when it's a situation of yavish b'yavish, so the thing that's becoming bittul is not that it's still inexistent, we have to be more machmer. There are those that are more that want to differentiate if you have an actual piece of fish that fell into meat, there you can never be makel on that piece of meat. There's a question that according to those that hold that that fish or becomes bottle of meat b'shishim or vice versa, are you allowed to do that l'chatchila? So the Pesachei Tshuva in Simen Kuf Tav Zayin Sif Gimel says that even though we know a very important halacha that we discover throughout Yoredeya in Masechta Chulin, other places in Shas, is Ei Mevatel Is L'chatchila. One can't deliberately be Mevatel Iser. That means, let's say some milk fell into your meat and you don't have shishim. So what you'll do is you'll put in more meat and now I'll have shishim. That is clearly usur, because that's called Ei Mevatel Is L'chatchila. Says the Pesachei Tshuva that's only when we're dealing with Isser. So there's a din that Ei Mevatel Is L'chatchila. But when we're dealing with Sakana, he takes a lenient approach. He says, so we're not deliberately being Mevatel Isser. We need to be concerned that there should be no fish in my meat. But there's no issur involved here, and you're allowed to be mevatlet. And that is the opinion of the Sefer Chamudei Daniel. However, the Shaul Meshev and the Avnei Tzedek, based on what we spoke about also in our previous year, that since, as we quoted from the Rambam in our previous year, that when we're dealing with a situation of sakana, there's an issel asay involved, there's hisham alecha, there's an issel lav involved, since there's a such a serious issur, then for certainly if we say in all other areas of halacha, ein mevatel issur lechatchila, here too we're not allowed to deliberately mevatel the issur, especially when speaking about sakana. And here too, I saw that the Paiske want to suggest, as we mentioned a moment ago, that when it's letzayruch mitzvah, letzayruch Shabbos, that you should have fish lekavod Shabbos, maybe there we could be more lenient because of shomer mitzvah lo yeda davarah.